Your credit is in need of repair. Your score is sinking like a rock and the commercials are starting to talk to you. Fix your credit in three easy steps. Boost your score 50 points in 30 days. Are they selling you facts or fake news? Are they going to save you or are they helping themselves to your wallet in your time of distress and need? Credit repair, people. Fact or fake news? Two black guys, we are getting into it today. Big Sean, let me ask you a question, man. Why are we talking about credit repair today?
Big Arlington, it's time to take that big elephant out of the room and set the record straight. You know, since we've been doing this show, and even friends for years have always asked me, what do you think about this credit repair? Do these people fix your credit? Can I get my FedEx credit fixed? Can I get this taken off my credit report? It's time to set the record straight. So I decided that we should do our homework and find out for our fans and friends the best route to go to get their credit right. So let's make it happen.
Like Sean said, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Facts or fake news? Matt?
Thanks, Arlington. And our first sponsor of the day is Clean. Clean is a financial literacy program designed to educate youth in a fun and interactive way through class lessons, workshops, and web seminars. To bring it to a school or organization near you, please visit www.financiallyclean.com.
Two Black Guys is the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. We're talking about credit repair, fact or fiction. So we're going to have a look at some of the signs that your credit is in desperate need of repair. But before we get started, I would like to welcome Dion, the lady with the facts. She's back. Dion, welcome back to season three, my dear.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
Back by popular demand.
Well, guys, it is good to be back, bringing the stats, the history, and cold hard facts. And I thought this was actually quite fascinating. I'll see if you agree. We're talking credit repair, right?
Yes. Let me do my line. Let's make it official. Let's make it official.
Oh.
And like we do, right about this time, I say, Dion, can you please give us the history of credit and debt in America?
And I say, my pleasure, Sir Forbes.
Sir Forbes,
with that
I like
said,
that.
We're talking credit repair.
Yes, we are.
You like that?
Yep.
You've been promoted.
Yes. Knighted even.
I was saying, you know, you think right now getting a phone call from a creditor's bad? Well, back in the 1600s to 1800s, many cities and states actually operated what they called debtor prisons.
Yep, I've heard about those.
These were actual brick and mortar facilities that would exclusively jail negligent borrowers.
Damn.
So I'm talking, if you didn't pay back your as little as 60 cents and didn't have someone in high places to help bail you out, you were in there for life, working off your debt.
Your goose was cooked.
There were actually people who died in jail for their debt.
Wow.
Thankfully, by 1835, Congress abolished the practice under federal law with the advent of bankruptcy law, where individuals eventually were given a way out from insurmountable debt, and creditors then shared in the risk. Thank goodness.
Well, let's back up a second. So you're saying that back in the day, if you had bad credit or filed bankruptcy, you could potentially have gone to jail?
Oh, you went to jail.
Oh, so let me see. Just putting a little calculation here. That means our president would have been in jail and he wouldn't be president right now, right?
That's right, I suppose.
Just saying. Hey,
going right to the clink.
I know, you're just going right in on show two and you're already beating Trump in the head again.
I'm not beating him in the
head. It's going to be a rough season on Two Black Guys with Good Credit for Trump. It's going to be rough.
Well, I know that I'm at a
very, very rough.
I'm just making
Well, here's the deal. Luckily, no one goes to jail anymore.
Fake news.
I hear you. But luckily, no one goes to jail anymore. But the question really is, when is the writing on the wall so clear that it's time for you to get credit repair? And Dion, I know you made a list, so hit me with it. Hit us all with it.
Well, actually, I can't take all the credit now. I mean, we did all work very tirelessly on this list of red flags as to when you need to say, I need help. Number 10. You are denied a credit card or loan
Yep.
Number nine, you have to put your electricity bill in someone else's name.
Woo!
Number
I got my house in my mama's name.
The debt Arlington. Collectors are calling you.
Arlington. I don't know why I'm getting California bills and I'm in New York, just saying.
Yikes. Number eight, if you didn't hear that, debt collectors are calling you. Oh. Number seven, you can't find anyone to co-sign your loan. Your friends and family say, hells no. Number six, your credit report stops you from getting a job. Number five, this is a big one, the landlord won't rent to you. Number four, you are afraid to check your own credit score. You can't hit that send button. Number three, your credit card, your credit score is low. Where's my how low is it?
That was a good one. How low is it?
Well, 720 is considered subprime.
Subprime? Where do you guys live? 700
but any credit
is great
score
all
below
across
650?
The country. Yeah? You got problems.
Well, if you're in set 650, you're subpar.
You got problems.
You're in trouble. Number two, your interest rate is going up.
And the number one answer.
And the number one reason. Card issuers are closing your accounts. They don't want to take a chance on you. They're shutting you down. That's when it's getting real.
That is harsh.
Yeah.
Well, I think people need to consider just a few simple things. It all begins with missed payments. When you miss a payment on a card, the effects to your score are immense. Just one single late payment.
Starts a slippery slope, right?
Yeah, exactly.
As a landlord, dude, that's my first criteria is what's your credit. And if your credit ain't right, you ain't right. You ain't moving into my building. And the sad thing is, every time I've made the exception to allow a tenant in that's had bad credit, it's always worked against me. So believe me, and I talked to a number of building owners. A majority of them with nice buildings. I mean, you can get maybe a building that's not so nice and get in on bad credit, but the high-end buildings with a great living are all first fundamental things they look at is credit.
Well, just to give you a big picture on what's happening here in America with regards to credit, debt, 35% of Americans, or about 77 million people, have at least one debt in collections on their credit report. And that was according to a 2014 report by Urban Institute. So it's a serious thing. A debt in collections will leave a mark on your credit report for up to 7 years.
And what you have to be aware of is that debt on your credit report really yours? Those are one of the things that people always, have to check, because sometimes it's not you. And the other things is, you know, you have to make sure that you're not doing things like, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. This is what we call the credit card shenanigans, where you sign up for cards with low rates in order to transfer the balances and help you take the money from the new card to pay for the old card, and on and on and on. When that starts to happen in your life, you know that you are really in a point of credit repair crisis. But there are ways that you can use the credit card shuffle for good, and there are ways that they can be used for evil. So, Sean, I know you are the arbiter of the credit card shuffle for good, but explain how good can quickly become evil if you go the wrong way.
I am a fan of the credit card shuffle if done correctly and used in a positive way, because at the end of the day, your money is your money. You want to keep it in your pocket. So if you play the game right and you look, you get... there'll be credit cards that you may have be paying finance charges or interest charges on them. If your credit is good, you can probably transfer that over into a zero interest credit card. And then once in it, they'll probably give you a 12-month, 15-month period in which to pay that off. And even at that time, if it's still not paid off, you can still then, if your credit is right, you can transfer that on to another zero interest credit card. But the key element in surviving this hustle and shuffle is that when you transfer one balance from one card to another card, not to incur new charges on the old card that you transferred balance on. So it's a slippery slide if you don't play the game right. But if you play the game right, you can avoid paying interest rates and finance charges on all your credit.
Guys, I'm actually sitting here thinking, how did we miss this? Cash advances. For me, I would say that should have been on our top 10 because I think that's when you're literally bleeding from the jugular when it comes to credit. Wouldn't you say? I don't even know how we missed this.
That is such a graphic depiction, bleeding out from the jugular. But I do understand. Cash advances, that's just crazy. They hit you with a interest rate for that advance that's often higher than the actual card itself if you were to just use it to purchase and pay for items. It starts immediately from the minute you take that out. Yeah, it's nuts. People should, that option should not even exist. When you get a credit card, just don't even consider that option.
It shouldn't. I mean, I'll give you an example. So Bank of America, their Visa card, you may have a low interest rate for the purchases, 10.99, maybe to 19.99. Mm-hmm. But for the APR on a cash advance, that jumps up to 24.24. And as you said, that starts immediately.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think we have to dispel a misconception that some people may not get fundamentally. Cash advances are not your money. That's the bottom line. It's not your money.
It's another way for a loan. Another name for a loan.
It's a loan. When you do it, just because you can get the money, you can put a card in and get money out of the ATM, does not mean it's your money. It's not your money. It's a loan at a very high interest rate from a quote unquote loan shark. So you need to beware that cash advances, once again, is not your money. It's a loan.
And I'm going to add to that, because it's not even just the interest rate. There are also fees, right? At least 3-5% fees on those and on top of the interest rate. But if you're already there, that's a definite sign you need to get help.
Exactly. And Sean, I want to take you back a moment because you explained how the credit card shuffle works for good, but you didn't explain how it can be critical when you're in, you know, when you're in the rough.
When you're in the rough, meaning that your credit cards are maxed out and you're trying to shuffle?
Exactly.
At this point, I think the best thing for you to do is to do maybe a personal loan and do what we call a debt consolidation, meaning that you can go to your local bank and they can consolidate all your debt into one fixed payment instead of what you have is revolving credit.
What I'm saying is this. If you have one credit card that's maxed, and now you've gone out and gotten a second credit card to hopefully transfer the balance on credit card A to credit card B, but you really aren't able to manage the payment, you're kind of just postponing the inevitable, and you're building up debt potentially on two cards. So it just puts you in the weeds. You're getting further and further in the weeds, right?
Right. So the one thing to do, like I said, is still a debt consolidation is still a great option, but then you have to cut up those cards. Consolidate it, make it into a fixed installment loan, meaning a fixed amount every month, and then just cut up the cards and focus on getting rid of that debt.
Okay, I get what you're saying. But the other thing that we talked about as well is some people, it's like when you go to the ATM and you do a cash advance, that's not your money. It's the same as when your credit's messed up and you keep getting credit card offers in the mail. You're getting those offers because they know your credit's horrible. So they're like, okay, wait, let's offer this guy a credit card and start it at 30%. So if you think just because you're getting credit card offers in the mail, your credit's good, you don't have to check it, you don't have problems. When you know you're having problems, you're just in the negative side of the business cycle. Because these credit card companies, these banks, they make money, they bet on the good people and they bet on the bad people.
You're absolutely right.
One thing about this beautiful country that we live in called America is that there's always a deal to be made. There is companies, like Arlen just said, and banks that target people with bad credit. They just charge you a lot. So just like Arlen said, just because you're getting these credit card offers or you're getting loans doesn't mean that your credit isn't shot. It means that you're probably paying a much higher rate than what the average person is paying.
So keep all of this in mind, because these are the signs that you are in need of credit repair. Keep it locked. It's Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We're talking about credit repair today. Fact or fake news? Matt?
This commercial break is brought to you by Canvas Malibu. Canvas Malibu is a boutique and contemporary art gallery located in Malibu, California. At Canvas Malibu, it starts with art, and their curated offering of shoes, apparel, accessories, and art are a definite must-see. Canvas Malibu is located in the Malibu Country Mart or online at canvasmalibu.com.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We're talking about credit repair, fact or fake news. So let's look at what can a credit repair company actually do or what are they not able to do in order to help you repair your credit. And one of the things that everyone needs to understand is that credit repair basically affords you three opportunities that are basically guaranteed to all citizens of these United States of America when it comes to their credit report. These three things are: one, a 100% accurate credit report; two, a 100% entirely fair credit report, meaning what is there is actually correct; and three, a fully substantiated credit report, meaning that whatever information is there is supported by documented evidence. So if they're saying you're late, they have documentation. If a credit company is saying you're late, they have documentation showing your missed payments, 30, 60, 90 days, and so on. So you are entitled to those three things as a citizen of these United States of America.
Arlington, I'm glad you drove that home. There's one other very important message that I want to relay to our listeners, is that everyone also has the right to order their own credit report. Okay, credit repair companies, they're not a must-have. I don't even want to say they're a nice-to-have, but I mean, they do offer a service, but you do have the right to order your own credit report and dispute anything you think is questionable in terms of negative items without their assistance. So that's also important for everyone to know.
True that. And that begs the question, is it easy to fix credit, Sean?
Arlington, you know, credit to me is not something, it's not an overnight fix. Credit is something that needs to be addressed as a long-term plan and not a quick fix. You don't want to be that person that is waiting to get a loan, applying for a loan, and then they tell you in front of you, your credit's bad, your credit sucks. You should know your credit prior, and you should take your time to address the issues and try to fix them rather than wait till when the problem is going to hurt you or hinder you.
Well, that's why I think, you know, when Sean says getting negative things off your credit report, when Sean says that you need to know what's on your credit report, he's saying that because what a lot of these credit repair companies do is they go after the negative things that are listed on your credit report. And those things are what you would call the low-hanging fruit. Because if something is negative that's on your report and you can prove that it's negative, it's very easy to have it removed.
Exactly.
So what these guys do is they get those things removed first. It looks like they're really working on your behalf. And you say, hey, these guys are really doing, look at what they've done for me. And you start shelling out the bucks because you feel confident that they're really working on your behalf. When you, in fact, could have probably picked up a phone or just sent a quick letter and gotten that stuff taken care of easily for free.
Yes, and that's exactly what I want to, why I say it again. Anything a credit repair company can legally do for you, you can do for yourself.
It's like a hustle. It's a hustle. Not to cut you off, Dion, but it's a hustle like anything else. It's like, you know, I don't know if anybody's listening that plays basketball. It's like that guy that shows up out of nowhere on the basketball court when you're playing outdoors and he starts hitting three jump shots in a row and everybody's like, oh, let's pick him up. Let's put him on our team because he's a great shooter. And then you find out that he just hit three lucky shots. That's really what it is. These guys are just doing the...
That's funny.
They're getting the quick things done for you. That's funny. Oh my God, they're your savior. And then at the end of the day, they're not really doing anything except in getting... They got three lucky jump shots at the beginning. And you're sold on that.
You know what's funny about that, Sean? I think that's how I met you at the basketball court. You hit three lucky shots.
I knew you were going to go there. On my team, I knew you were going to go there.
I found out it was fake news.
It was bad. I knew you were going to go there, my brother, and I was not going to go there with you.
But Dion, what were you saying?
Where was I? Yes, before you guys start reminiscing again down basketball lane, let me reel it back. But on a serious note, guys, there was a statute, the Credit Repair Organization Act, that was formed to protect the rights of consumers. Yes. And that's really key in making sure that everyone knows these rights so that in every contract you enter into, I just want to make sure our listeners understand, there needs to be a written statement titled the Consumer Credit File Rights under state and federal law. And it's to be provided to you before you sign any contract or any agreement. All right? So do not execute anything unless that is there, because you should be informed of that in advance.
Facts.
Real talk.
Facts. True that. Well, they had to put some type of governing body on top of this, because it was like the wild, wild west when these credit repair companies came out and they're like, wait, we can make money fixing things that people could fix for themselves. So they had to get that, you know, organized, because there's an example of a company called RMCN, which was one of the nation's largest credit repair companies.
Oh, yeah.
And all they did was bombard the three bureaus with fake letters that they were having their staff write on behalf of their clients, disputing both accurate and inaccurate things on people's files. They were charging people $2,000 a month upfront for their services, and they were sending inaccurate information to the bureaus, hoping it would slip through. So I totally understand why they had to put these acts together.
It's companies like that. They give the good ones a bad rap.
For sure.
I just want people to really listen to these words I'm about to say, because this is the most misleading thing that these credit repair companies will tell you. And really pay attention to what I'm saying to you right now. Credit repair companies can get rid of negative, inaccurate information, meaning something is on your credit report that's wrong and it's hurting your credit score. Yes, you can remove that yourself, or they can remove that. And you removing yourself is basically just providing supporting evidence to the credit bureaus that this information is incorrect. But here's a big but. Here's a big but. Everybody write this down. Take note. Credit fix companies, credit repair companies, even yourself, cannot remove negative, accurate information.
Yeah, that's the key right there. Negative, accurate.
So if you messed up, you messed up. They cannot remove that. They cannot, and nobody can. It's on your credit report. So don't think that they can create magic.
A good credit repair company, what they do to kind of figure out, to suggest to you how they can benefit you in terms of your FICO score, is they'll just give you the average. Like, we have worked with X amount of clients, and we have an average rate of FICO increase of 20 points in 8 months.
Yeah, that's realistic.
They'll give you an average. Mm-hmm. You can give an average. They're not saying that's going to happen to you. They're saying that of all the clients they've helped, divided by the increases in score, this is the average increase per client. And on average, people are paying between $59.95 a month and $99.95 a month. But as Dion said, what they're doing for you, you can do for yourself for free. Two black guys with good credit. Sean's jump shot's a little weak. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Matt, take it away before he says something. All right, bye.
Power, baby. Power game. Power game. Power game.
Thanks, guys. That's enough fake news about your basketball skills. But our next sponsor, Knick Knack Direct, always delivers.
KnickKnackDirect.com is the fast, easy way to shop online. To buy an item from any U.S. website, just go to KnickKnackDirect.com. That's N-I-C-N-A-T Direct.com. Choose your method of payment and we'll ship, handle duties, and deliver your item straight to your door. I'm Sean of KnickKnackDirect.com, and you have my word.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We are talking about credit repair. Fact or fake news? So we've looked at what they can and cannot do for you. And now we want to jump into some credit repair fixes that actually work.
Yep. Well, the first thing I want to say, people may not want to hear this answer, but in America, we're always so used to a quick fix. And, you know, some things take time. And one of the things I want to say when it comes to credit and repair is, like, you know, be proactive and be responsible. You know, start from today by paying your bills on time. It helps. It increases your score just starting to pay your bills on time. Don't lose sight of the fundamentals. Be consistent. Set up a schedule. Like, we have these great phones that you can put on alerts. You can put on different things to remind you to pay on time. You can even do automatic payments if you want to, but just set up a schedule and adhere to it. And if it calls for adjusting your lifestyle, maybe not eating out as much, not going out, doing certain things to cut back so you can afford to pay your bills, then do that. And if it causes that you need to make more money, maybe get a second job, maybe find a new job. But try to, you know, create certain disciplines in yourself.
Yes, Sean, that's all true. But if you're already, you know, in a dire situation where the debt is already above your head,
These are some of the suggestions that I you know, researched, and they make sense. You know, one, like you said, create a payment plan that's within your budget. Two, pay it off in one lump sum. That's if, you know, you have someone who can perhaps help you set that debt straight.
Dion, can I jump in right there?
Absolutely.
And I, because, you know, even as we've done this show, every time when I hear the pay it off in one lump sum, you immediately, I don't know if everyone does what I do, you go, if I'm in debt, how am I going to pay it off in one lump sum? But the reality is, you should consider alternate means of getting money, because sometimes you might be in credit card debt and you may be able to borrow some money from friends or family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And those people are going to lend you money without an interest rate and just set up a repayment scenario with them. Why pay the bank 26% on your loan when you could maybe repay your mother or your father or your good friend or your cousin, your auntie, whatever?
But just don't bite the hand that feeds you, right?
Hold on, Dion. Hold on. I have a beautiful segue to that. For all those that love our show and listen to our show, we have coming up in the next few shows forward a show that's going to talk about how you can borrow money from your friend and set up a plan with a cool app that one of our friends
has developed. It's actually called GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, exactly. So we're going to be talking about how you can borrow money from your friends in a respectful, disciplined manner, right, Dion?
That's right.
Stay tuned.
So stay tuned. But in the meantime, jumping back, there is another option that consumers should also consider, and that's trying to settle for a lesser debt with the creditor. They'd rather get something than nothing at all. So they'll work with you. So again, rather than ignore the phone calls, communicate with them and see if you can negotiate a lesser amount. But before you get into any, you know, contract, please, NerdWallet.com has very good advice. Make sure that you verify the statute of limitations, so it's so that account is handled properly. And for those who don't know, the statute of limitations is the period of time within that a creditor can sue you. And if it goes beyond that,
I had no idea there was a statute of limitations on debt.
Yes.
No
it
idea.
It varies from state to state. This is true. So it varies from state to state. Most it's 4 years. You can actually go to bankrate.com, balance.com, and see for your area.
That's why they love you, Dion. The lady with the facts. Go in.
That's right. But if it goes beyond that statute of limitation, they can't come after you. So again, as we always say, do your homework.
What I want to let people know is that, look, if you're not paying your bills on time, if you haven't been able to create a payment plan or stick to it, then you really need to consider getting with a credit counselor.
If you're having trouble staying on track with your workout regimen, what do? You get a trainer, right?
That's a very good point.
So in this case, you know, yeah, get the support and help you need. It takes a village. Don't be afraid. Don't feel you're alone. There's help right out there.
So, and just to add to that, like I said, one thing you need to do is before you speak to these people, get an idea of where you stand on your own. Take some time. Go to the three credit bureaus. If you don't know them, they're Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. They all have three independent copies of your credit report. And compare and look at them and look for things that are discrepancies or not on one report versus the other report, and look for errors. And then start by just trying to get those things fixed on your own. And then then in the next step, you still find you need a trainer, as Dion would say, then go the training route. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I think people have to understand having a problem and working on it is a good thing. Having a problem and not working on it is a bad thing. And in relation to credit, you just can't duck your head in the sand and act like it's going to go away. And picking up from what Sean was saying, once you go through those three bureaus and you find errors, inaccurate information that's residing on your credit report, you can dispute these things. Now, there's two options. If you're old school like Sean, you can take out your pen and paper and write a letter and mail it to each organization. But if you're new school like Dion and I, you can go online.
Whatever.
You like that one, right? Dion, like,
wop, wop. See, you can see go online who does the jabs, and when I come, I'm the wrong guy.
To each of the bureaus online. Which is probably going to be the most, here I'm going to drop a $3 word, expeditious.
Oh, that's $5 geez. In your world. Okay.
Because what you have to keep in, that's a $5 word, right? but really the truth is, you know, negative things on your credit report, they don't magically disappear. It will take about 7 years to get an accurate negative report off of your credit report, and like bankruptcies will take up to 10 years, can take between 7 and 10 years. But if you keep working on them, as time goes on, your score will get higher and higher, because the further in the distance the negative report is, the less of a hindrance to your current score it is.
Right. And one thing I want to say, too, and this is where we all can get caught up in, because we all have that neighborhood dude or that family member that says, I know somebody that can fix your credit. He got my right. He got this person right. I know what he go. Don't go to this person. All right. Don't go to the neighborhood person or the friend that recommends you or this guy that lives on some dark alley that can get your credit right. OK.
You know what's funny about that? This guy that I know was in my store, and he literally said exactly that, Sean. I know a guy you can go to, and he can clean up your credit in like 30 days. He can get you from a 450 to like an 800. And I looked at that guy like he had three heads. I was like, what are you talking about? That's not going to happen. And the truth is, that will never happen in a reputable legal way. They may pull some fraud scam. You may end up with a new EIN right. for some fake business you don't have. You may end up with some dead guy's social security number. But there is no legitimate way that someone's going to take you from a 400 to an 850. And just so you guys know, we're not bashing on the credit repair companies, because they do provide a good service for those who choose to use them. But one of the things you need to keep in mind when you go to them, there's actually a few. You want to make sure the company you're going to is bonded and insured. You want to know what information should you have on hand when meeting with them. You want to ask them simple things like, what contributes to my credit score? So you can have an idea of what they're going to work on. You want to know how you can contact them if you have questions. After the fact, there should be a contact number, not just a mystery email that goes out and then they somehow get back to you. And how will you be able to keep track of the progress that they are making on your behalf? And the companies that are skilled in these areas, they're transparent, because someone working on your credit, you should be able to see the work that's happening and see the impact. It should be a two-way street. They don't just go off with your information and then come back like, ta-da, this is what we did.
Exactly. And if you need to hire a credit repair services, you go to hire an approved credit counselor. And you can go to the United States Department of Justice website, that's www.justice.gov, and search for approved credit counsel agencies and choose from the list.
If you feel you have been a victim of credit repair fraud, you can contact the state attorney general or file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at 1-877-FTC-HELP.
And lastly, there's always an option of debt consolidation. I know we didn't talk much about it in this show, but that's a great option, because it allows for you one fixed payment and consolidating all of your high interest debt into one loan. And you can do this by going to your local bank, or we discussed your local credit union is also a good option to try to do a debt consolidating loan. And it doesn't matter if your credit is bad. In most cases, you still may be able to get a consolidated loan if you adhere to certain steps or procedures. One would be cutting up your credit cards, something of that nature.
And it can be done. There's actually an author. His name is Jason Vitug. He wrote a book about his journey, actually, in 2008. He was drowning in debt. He owed about $25,000 on multiple credit cards. I believe the count was up to 13 credit cards at one point. He could barely, you know, make the minimum payments on each month. Yeah. And he decided to take action, you know, and create a plan. So what did he do? He did exactly what Sean said. He consolidated his debts under one personal loan. And it was a very wise move for him. According to his book that he wrote, it was called You Only Live Once, The Roadmap to Financial Wellness and a Purposeful Life. Using that payment plan, which was affordable to him, he got out of debt in about 5 years. A 5-year fixed term, so he knew what to expect every month in terms of his payment. It was a much lower interest rate than what he would have been paying on the various credit cards. And that's how we ended up seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So there's a lot of resources out there. That's just one book and one example, but you can do it.
Definitely. And if you write a book and you sell a couple hundred thousand copies, things will be even better down the road once your credit clears up. While we might not all be able to write a book, we can all definitely work on clearing up our credit. Two Black Guys with Good Credit, we're talking about credit repair. Fact or fake news? We'll be back. Matt.
At Shea Essence, they take great care in handcrafting their line of skincare, offering smooth textures and delicate natural aromas. They invite you to try their assortment of products for kids and adults and discover the difference Shea Essence can make in your life. Start shopping now at www.sheaessence.ca. Your skin is craving something good.
This week, my bottom line is simple. Like Sean Connery said in The Untouchables, what are you prepared to do now? Bad credit is not death. You like that, right? Oh, come on, that was a good one.
Was that Irish? What was that?
That was my, what are you, didn't you see The Untouchables? What are you prepared to do
Well,
now?
I did, and that didn't sound like Sean.
That's what he said. He was dying when he said it. But the point is, while he was dying when he said that line,
bad
credit
okay.
is not death. You can come back from even a 450. How you come back is what you need to consider. Do you want to heal yourself? Meaning you're going to pick up the phone and get online and call the credit bureaus and call any outstanding debts you have? Or do you want to get help healing yourself? Meaning help with your healing, meaning you're going to call a credit repair company and let them go to work for you. Whatever you're prepared to do, it's your call. Just do your homework and decide, because you can do it yourself or you can pay $99, $95 a month and they'll do it for you. The bottom line is just do something, because living with bad credit, it's just, we need to treat it as, it's not an option. It's not cool to say, yo, my credit's awful. That's just not cool. That's it. That's all I got.
Well, my takeaway is ding, ding, boys and girls, get in the ring with your credit. Don't be the Mayweather and be the defensive fighter. Be the aggressive fighter. Attack your credit score. Own your credit score. You know your credit score and get it right. And like Arlington said, even if it's a 450, it can become an 800 if you attack it and get in that ring and take the offensive. That's my takeaway.
Well said. And when Sean says know your credit score, there are so many resources out there at your fingertips now. There's creditkarma.com, where you can literally monitor your credit every day if you want to. Plus, they give you lots of great resources to support you along the way. Your bank, more than likely, offers that service, credit monitoring service. Definitely sign up. Most times it's free, right? It should be free at this point. And in terms of finding an approved credit counselor, I'm just going to again remind you, you can go to justice.gov and they'll give you a list of reputable, vetted credit repair organizations. And with that said,
I'm Arlington, the jump shooting half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, signing off this week. See ya.
And I'm Sean, the talented Mr. Fundamental, Mr. Power Forward of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm signing out. Thanks for listening in. Tell a friend. Pass it on. Learn the message. Love you guys. See ya.
And I'm back, the lady with the stats and the cold hard facts.
Oh my God. Everybody's a rapper, but not looking dapper. Facts. Oh my God.
I like that.
Oh, man, Sean, you weren't ready for that. You weren't ready.
Wow.
And please, everybody, remember to email your questions to twoblackguysgoodcredit@financiallyclean.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at twoblackguysgoodcredit. And don't forget to go to iTunes, leave a review. We love to hear from you. And once again, I'm the lady with the facts, and I'm out.